to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We're joined by Robert Muse, Esquire, one of the co-founders with his partner and our general counsel at the Center for Security Policy, David Yerushalmi, of the American Freedom Law Center, one of the most outstanding public interest law firms in the country, one that specializes in constitutional law litigation on behalf of freedom, freedom particularly of speech, freedom of religion, and the like. It is an extraordinary institution, and these two gentlemen are doing prodigiously important work, among which, most recently, is the filing of an amicus brief on behalf of a number of national security experts, I am proud to be among them, who have petitioned the court to look with favor on President Trump's immigration pause order, but also introduced a very important idea. And I'm delighted to have Robert Muse here with us to talk about that idea at the core of this amicus brief, and more broadly, the work that he and his colleague David Yerushalmi are about. Rob Muse, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. Great to have you back.
Hey, great to be with you again, Frank.
So, first of all, tell us laymen, particularly, what an amicus brief is anyway.
Right. It's Latin for friend. It's amicus curiae is, or amicus curiae, depending on how you want to pronounce it. It's Latin for friend of the court. And so it's a friend of the court brief. You're not a party to the litigation, but you seek consent from the parties or the court. In this case, we got consent from both parties to file a brief in support of one side or the other. In this case, we're supporting the petitioners. That's President Trump and support of what is inaccurately called the travel ban, but what people refer to it as. And we're filing on behalf of, as you mentioned, several national security experts to give the court a perspective on the case that the parties might not provide. And that perspective, and it's exceedingly an important perspective, and that's from a policy standpoint, not only justifying this initial step, which all this is. This is just a placeholder until they can put in place the actual policy. And the actual policy is one that's been described as extreme vetting. But what is it that they're vetting for? And what we're arguing here from a policy perspective is that they should be vetting for Islamic supremacism. It is an ideology. It's a political ideology that certainly has religious veneer to it. But that is the threat doctrine of the jihadists. And whereas certainly there are many countries where, you know, more jihadists sort of grow from, it shouldn't just be focusing on the individual countries, the temporary travel pause. But there are certainly other areas, including Europe now, where there is Islamic supremacism is taking hold, and these jihadists are infiltrating and getting in and tied in with these populations that then want to immigrate here and bring that adverse ideology here. And so what we're arguing, because the lower courts have held that even this temporary pause violated the Establishment Clause, which is nonsense, is that we're asking the court that, look, you got to put these lower courts back in their place. Because number one, it's the president and Congress that have plenary authority over what our immigration policy should be. The president is the one who is ultimately responsible for our national security. This is a national security interest. And just as in the 1950s, where our government appropriately, and the court had Supreme Court cases on this, upheld immigration policies where we vetted for communist ideology because it was adverse to our national interests. Well, the same should be true for Islamic supremacism, and it should not be given a pass just because it has a religious veneer under the Establishment Clause. That's absurd. And if that were the case, then our Constitution becomes a suicide pact. Right, because we can't vet for an ideology that is absolutely adverse to our national interest and one that is promoting violence around the world. Turn on your TV every morning almost, it seems like, on a weekly or monthly basis. We're seeing these jihadist attacks, and it's taken hold in Europe through their open borders and their lack of vetting, and we don't want it to happen here, and nor should it happen here.
Rob Muse is our guest. We're talking about amicus, I guess I'll now call it amicus brief, on what the policy should be of the United States government with respect to this phenomenon, and I think this term really captures it, Sharia supremacism. It's more than terrorism. It's really the whole program that its adherents are seeking to impose on the rest of us, involving all manner of anti-constitutional activities and practices, including replacing our form of government with the sort of theocracy, if you will, of a Sharia-adherent government. Let me ask you, Rob Muse, as you look at this brief and as you look at the pending deliberations of the court, does it have the potential, as you see it, to inform what the Trump administration has said is the ultimate purpose of this pause, namely to find a better way of differentiating Muslims and others, for that matter, but Muslims most especially, who we are quite content to have come to this country? They want to be part of the American dream. They are not posing a threat. They don't want to impose Sharia on all of us. Well, those on the one hand, and on the other, people who have exactly that in mind.
Right. And you know, so many of the Muslims that do immigrate here to the United States, they're fleeing from Sharia. That's they recognize how dangerous and hostile that ideology is. And so, you know, it's interesting because I think the lawyers from the Trump administration, because what has ended up happening is that the lower courts, with invoking this Establishment Clause nonsense prohibition on the order, what they're doing is they're replacing their policy perspective and objectives with those of the president and Congress. And they can't do that. And so if the court can put them back in their place, because one of the main questions is whether or not this is even a justiciable issue for the courts. There's a longstanding doctrine called the political question doctrine. And when you're dealing with certain areas that closely linked and inextricably linked to policy, it is not the role of the courts to get involved. And so what we're trying to highlight here is that, you know, even this initial pause where we focus on six countries, but it's got to be broader than that. And it can't just be tied necessarily to the countries, but to the ideology itself. And so we're saying, look, there's a couple things that are going on here. Number one, this is just a pause, and the lower courts need to be put back in place, and they need to understand that it is the president and Congress's role to determine what our immigration policy should be, and it's ultimately the president's responsibility for our national security, and it's absolutely legal, from a constitutional perspective, to vet for a hostile ideology such as Sharia, just like we did for communism, and that if the Supreme Court can put the lower courts back in place, then that will open the door for the Trump administration to be able to do the ultimate policy objective, and that is the extreme vetting and the extreme vetting for Sharia. Now, if the courts are still going to take this position that, well, look, you can't do anything because, you know, Sharia equals Islam equals religion, and all religions are going to be treated the same, and therefore is an Establishment Clause violation, we're going to have a serious problem. And as I mentioned, our Constitution is going to become a suicide pact. And I think one of the things that the Department of Justice, where we don't have the same concerns, where the Solicitor General, you know, they're going to be very cautious of this whole, you know, issue of Islam and Sharia because of the Establishment Clause issues. And so we do, you know, we're planting the flag and saying, look, this is what is at the heart of this case. As much as the lawyers might want to try to argue around these things because they're concerned about what the lower court said, we're saying, look, what the lower court said was nonsense. And it's absolutely appropriate to vet for Sharia. It doesn't raise any Establishment Clause concerns. That's the ultimate goal, and let's get on with it.
Thank you, Rob Muse, for this excellent contribution to the public policy debate and hopefully the jurisprudence of America. It may, as you say, determine whether we have a republic in the future or one that has committed suicide. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the chance to work with you and David Yerushalmi, Rob Muse at the American Freedom Law Center. I know you'll keep up the great work and come back to us soon. I hope, among other things, to talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center and the jihad that it is helping the Islamists wage against us all. Thank you, my friend. Come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affley. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.